from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
Mark Grody with the Bears Report in 15 minutes. We will get to the bottom of why the downgrade in Nate Davis. He went from day to day, now week to week is the latest designation on Nate Davis. So we'll get to that in just a little bit.
Sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, let's talk about what it takes to be a manager, why Pedro Grifol was so bad at it, and why this firing had to happen, even with the terrible hand that he was dealt. Want to get into that with you at some point in the 4 o'clock hour after the Groats.
After Mark Grody, and then we've got Dave Wannstedt coming up at 5 o'clock. It's not over yet, but it looks like Team USA, they are outscoring Serbia 28-12 in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry has 34 points.
Wow.
With 9 made threes in a 40-minute basketball game, and has kind of put Team USA on his back. Also, Joel Embiid's best game so far of the tournament. It's not over by any stretch, but they've erased a large deficit in this fourth quarter.
That guy is absolutely one of my favorite athletes of all time. It's like I should do the list just for fun sometime, because like
favorite athletes ever, sports,
all sports. Just because of obviously how great he is, but how hard he has worked on it, how he's managed to carve out a career this long at his size in a sport like that, like the skill set that he's put together and the toughness, and just the constant ability to rise up and be electric in huge moments. It's really an astounding career.
It is. He also, and this isn't at all taking away from him, but there's some luck in it, right? He's the best ever at this skill that became the most valuable commodity in his sport. It's like weird. I sometimes think about it, like I went to broadcasting school. I didn't know if I was going to do sports on TV with like a newscast or play by play or talk or reporting. You didn't really know. And then the thing I gravitated to was talk and opinion. And then the industry kind of went the direction of talk and opinion.
Yeah.
You know, like newspapers, it's been harder, and play by play, it's been harder. And, you know, so it's like, so I kind of feel like lucky in that regard that the thing that I was best at, that I liked the most, is the direction the industry went. And the game has gone in the direction of the thing that Steph Curry is the best to ever do.
But also with the limited height and the limited physique, he had to find some way to be a consequential player. So it was the necessity of finding that skill and then just expanding it and expanding it and expanding it with like the joy of the hard work that he has. So I hear you. Like it does dovetail with the development of the game, that's for sure. But it's just, I just find him to be a very, very likable dude. Even the way he talked about like him and LeBron and how their history was a little more contentious at the beginning. Our friend Vincent Goodwill did a cool sit down with him in Vegas, like how he and LeBron, it was contentious, and now they're enjoying each other, and here they are having a moment like that. And I didn't realize this till today. He's got a TV show coming out.
What's the show?
It's called Mr. Throwback. It is a mockumentary series coming on Peacock. How do I get Peacock, guys?
It's an app.
It is?
It's an on-demand service through streamed? NBC. Yeah, it's one
of those. And I can just find that?
Streaming service. Just ask.
Well, I mean, you can't find it. Everyone else can.
Most people can find it, yeah, honestly.
Ruben can.
Yeah.
But Mr. Throwback, it is. It's about Steph Curry as he reunites with a former middle school classmate, And Curry is like a great player, and this guy has become a shabby dealer of memorabilia, his middle school classmate. And so he's got to like decide whether he's going to help support his former classmate's memorabilia career as he tries to save his mediocre life. So that'll be interesting to see whether Steph Curry can pull that off. It's coming out on Peacock. It's called Mr. Throwback.
That's listen, I mean, these guys, they have these multimedia careers, and they're always trying to do new things. And LeBron's got a production company, and KD's got a media venture. Travis Kelce just announced he's hosting a game show on Amazon. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? So wow. That's the kind of thing that is happening. But just the game has gone final.
Yeah.
32-15, Team USA outscored Serbia in the fourth quarter to win by four. And Curry had 36. He had the free throws to ice it at the end. You know, what you're talking about for all-timers,
yeah.
There's just these like Team USA moments, right? Like Kobe in the gold medal game against Spain is a thing. Like that's it's not the number one thing on Kobe's resume, but it's a thing on Kobe's resume, right? Jordan and the Dream Team being the best player on the best team that people believe had ever been assembled. That moment
for Steph,
that first quarter and fourth quarter in an elimination game in an Olympics where he's never played on an Olympic team.
He's never had a chance to be here.
He's played for the FIBA team, but he's never played on Team USA. Yeah. But LeBron went right up to him when it ended and just like screamed in his face, was so clearly pumped. And KD came over and gave him a huge...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Huge chest bump. Like Steph Curry just had his signature Olympic moment.
That's awesome.
That was the top thing, really, that was not on his resume.
Yeah. And right now the team is all celebrating and they're gathered in a huddle and LeBron is talking to them and he's been the leader, obviously, and he's had some incredible moments earlier on in some of these games. And KD, obviously, going for his fourth gold?
Yeah, KD. And he became the all-time leading scorer.
Past Carmelo?
Yeah, all-time leading scorer for Team USA basketball.
But as they were huddled there, they're all gathered around Steph and like celebrating with Steph and like, I think it was Jason Tatum grabbing Steph's shoulders from behind and giving him a shake, and it's pretty cool. And now we get France and the USA in the gold medal game.
Because in Paris.
Yep. Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert working together earlier today to help France get by Germany. I thought for sure Germany was going to win that. Germany's been really good in this tournament.
It's pretty amazing if you're just a fan of basketball and basketball history to think about the fact that Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James were just in the closing lineup of a Team USA elimination game, and all of them were dominant forces in the fourth quarter of that game.
KD hit a couple of big threes.
Yeah, I mean, KD was an assassin. I don't know if he missed in the fourth quarter. Steph had the best game of his Olympic life. LeBron had the ball in his hands as the point guard the whole time. I mean, just think about the mileage and the hardware and the accolades. I mean, three of the 15 best basketball players of all time on the floor together. LeBron approaching 40, the other guys in their mid and late 30s, just still being the guys. And Embiid had a great stretch. He's in his prime. I'm not taking it away from the other guys, but just the idea of those three guys this late into their career being that dominant on that stage, leading that comeback, that is just really awesome. Man.
Kevin Durant last night tweeted about his scoring record and said this: records are meant to be broken. I'll hold on to this until another great comes along and passes me up. Lisa Leslie, you are the gold standard in basketball. I appreciate your love and support throughout the years. Much love to you. It's all about the gold, baby. Let's get it, fellas. And he sent, he included a picture of the entire USA basketball team hanging out on some steps, on some staircase, that, and it's at night, and they've all got their gear with them, but they're just hanging out and chill. It is a really cool-ass picture of these dudes, because they've had all this downtime together amidst the games and stuff, and it's like, what meaningful, cool bonding time it is for them, like those guys that you're talking about. I thought of it as you're describing those three dudes. That's why I love the Olympics. It's why I love the World Baseball Classic, man. When true greats come together and play with their heart and soul, it can make for really excellent sports. A lot more purity than what we sometimes get in a pro sports atmosphere.
Sometimes,
frankly.
Yeah. And listen, I know I'm taking a decent amount of deserved crap for the comparison to the Dream Team thing, but you saw the stat. There were, what, 8 other NBA players in the whole Olympics when the Dream Team was there in 92? There's 65 other NBA players on other teams, non-Team USA teams.
Yeah.
The Dream Team was obviously the most significant basketball team ever assembled in terms of what it did for the sport of basketball globally. And they boat raced everybody. The famous Charles Barkley line. I don't know a lot about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, just like, of course.
Was it a dude from Angola he just demolished on the fast break?
Yeah.
For no good reason?
Yeah. It was like, okay. Like, of course, the margin of victory for Team USA. But in terms of star players in their prime, peak of their powers, accomplishments, you know, Jordan had 2 titles at the time of the Dream Team. He finished with 6. Bird was done. Magic was basically done. There was a college guy, Mullen, on the team. This is LeBron, Steph.
College guy, Leitner.
Leitner. Yeah. I said Mullen. Excuse me.
I love Chris Mullen's game.
Yeah, but just a ridiculous collection of talent, man. Mm-hmm. So even though the margin of victory, obviously, much more narrow. Just an incredible basketball
team. Yeah, really, really cool. You know what? It's been a good couple of weeks for the Olympics. Here, the Olympics is having a good day. It's a come up for the Olympics. I think they might have some staying power.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll probably watch again in 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
I'll see you in 4 years for the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right.
I was like,
maybe 2 for the winter.
Probably a pretty good investment by NBC. They should tell people that Peacock is a really good way to watch it.
You know? I'll pass that message along.
But did you hear, by the way, yesterday from our guy who got the tent for the Hard Knocks viewing? Did he get in touch with you yesterday?
No, I'm sure he really enjoyed it, though.
I want to talk to that guy.
Bears Report with Mark Grody. What the hell's going on with Nate Davis next on The Score?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.